Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Airports, roads, and rails in the nation are teeming with travelers this Memorial Day weekend. Not only are fallen service members being remembered, but this is the unofficial beginning of summer for many. KDKA-TV reporter Lauren Linder.
According to AAA, 4.8 million people will be traveling by car this holiday in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, up 3% from last year. To help make the ride smoother, the Turnpike has suspended construction from now until Monday at 11 p.m.
Severe weather roared through Oklahoma overnight, and there's a risk of more today with a chance of tornadoes and massive hail. Reporter Brad Gibson is in Tulsa.
Severe storms swept through northeast Oklahoma with winds as strong as 70 miles an hour. Holiday campers who had set up tents near area lakes ran for cover as the heavy rains and winds came through. There have been reports of injuries as a result of the storms. The forecast for the weekend is more of these types of storms into Monday.
President Trump is speaking at West Point's 2025 graduation, his first military commencement address since returning to office. He told the class that he rebuilt the Army and the military.
Congratulations to the West Point class of 2025. You are winners, every single one of you. Thank you.
Now to Ukraine, where Kyiv and Russia have exchanged hundreds of prisoners, some civilians and other soldiers. The BBC's James Waterhouse saw some of the first come home to Ukraine.
It was quite an emotional scene yesterday. People were shouting, thank you. And for these men, I mean, this it marks an incredibly long time in Russian captivity where human rights groups routinely accuse Moscow of systematic torture.
Food banks around the nation are suffering amid massive domestic funding cuts by the Trump administration. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Coordinators at food banks say income stagnation and rising living costs are increasing demand at their operations nationwide. Jason Jakubowski with Connecticut Food Share says many of his clients now find themselves on the other side of the equation.
Many of them come to us and say, I donated to you for years, and I never in a million years thought I would have to use this service.
Jakubowski saw a 25% increase in food demand last year, and he expects another double-digit increase this year.
The measles outbreak may be slowing in Texas, but it is on the rise in New Mexico and Kansas. There are now more than 1,000 cases of the measles in 31 states, including Oklahoma, New Jersey, and Virginia. This makes this the second worst year for measles since the virus was declared eliminated in the U.S. in the year 2000. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Lyme Awareness Month, and we now have the highest number of Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin history. Judith Ruiz Branch has what you should know.
There are 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but experts are focused on the black-legged tick or the deer tick in the transmission of Lyme disease. Experts recommend taking preventative measures when spending time outdoors, like wearing protective clothing and using insect repellent. They add you should perform tick checks and shower after any outdoor activity. State entomologist Dr. Zia Lee says some ticks, especially the younger ones, may be harder to spot.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases, most active in June and July.
The number of Lyme disease cases has tripled over the past 15 years, according to state data. Deer ticks have spread from northwestern Wisconsin to every county in the state over the past 30 years. PJ Leash from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the increasing prevalence of this species has led to an emerging health threat.
They are still spreading outwards. They seem to be moving into newer areas. In some cases, that can be more like suburban backyards, areas where we haven't seen them historically, and they're still potentially expanding, and we don't know when they are going to stop.
He says if you're bit by a tick in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it's carrying Lyme disease. He emphasizes the risk of Lyme disease transmission increases with the duration of tick attachment, which is why prevention and detection are so important. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 62. A few sprinkles this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Lots of sun for Sunday with a high near 67. Memorial Day Monday, mostly sunny, 68. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 67.
It's 57 at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the time from all of you. We're going to get into some fun stuff in a little bit. We got some entertainment news for you. Got a couple of other topics, but it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. You know what that means. It's time for the Pet of the Week with the South Dakota County Humane Society. Big thank you to Milltown Coffee for joining us and sponsoring this segment. Yeah, we greatly appreciate them. And want to thank Denise for being here as always. Denise, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite.
I want to apologize to the audience. I'm a little off this segment. I'm a little sidetracked because Denise wanted a dog. And I say it too much, I know, but I have not seen a dog like this before. This is a very unique, beautiful coat on Redford here.
Yep. He's very unique. I always tell people, if God made a perfect dog, it would take the best features from many different dogs. Mm. This would be it.
Yes. Incredibly. Yeah. I know I get a little bit sidetracked here with when we bring in a pet and all those things. But this is, Redford is just a very unique, beautiful dog and incredibly sweet.
Yeah, he is. He loves everybody. He's not shy around other dogs or cats or any people, small children. He's good. But he's the best. He's like a mix between a shepherd and a blue tick healer.
And I love the names that you guys come up with, or when you guys do. Sometimes they have the name, of course, when they come to the shelter. I don't know if I've ever seen a more accurately named animal in my life, because this dog is as handsome as Robert Redford. It's charming as Robert Redford. I'm not exaggerating. I'm underselling this, by the way. It's a great dog. What can you tell us about Redford, Denise?
Came to us as a stray. He was running for like a month or so. People had been trying to catch him. And they finally got him in a live trap and brought him in, and he's been with us a little over a month. He's amazing. He's really good with kids. We did a meet and greet last week, and the first thing he did was went up to the little kids and gave them both kisses, and they were like toddler age. So he loves kids. Yeah, he's very friendly, house trained.
At the risk, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything like that, but I... he is such a well-behaved dog. Seems like he has such people skills and all that. So it certainly seems like he came from a home. Did he have a microchip or anything?
Nope, unfortunately. But obviously he has been with a family that loved him and cared for him, because he's very good socially.
And, it's just I couldn't help but use the reminder that, getting your animals chipped and how important that is and everything.
It is.
Because it's not, I know that as humans, and it's understandably so, and I don't disagree with this, that we think right away of the family and them missing this animal or something like that. The animal's going to miss the family, too. Absolutely. It goes both ways.
Right. Yeah, they don't know what to do or what's going on.
And with that, though, one of the beautiful things we have in our society is our shelters, so that Redford can go to a good home and have a second act here and really brings, because not an old dog by any means, 2 years old.
Yeah, he's young.
So I just mean, another family to kind of really be able to bring this happiness to, because my God, I I've never done this before where I almost told you, like, you can't, that can't be our pet of the week. I'm going to adopt that dog. There is no, I'm sorry, this week we don't have one.
He's gone.
I apologize, everybody, but yes, it's our, before we even went on the air, but not only sweet and kind, but certainly a dog that seems like it would work well with just about any kind of family, and we don't get to say that all the time, Mom.
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't have the blue tick healer energy. He doesn't jump much. He's not real vocal. He doesn't bark a lot at the shelter. He's just, yeah, he's ready for a family right now.
He even likes Seth.
He does, no, yeah.
He's a sweet dog, very sweet dog. Mm-hmm. Denise, as hard as it is for me to talk about anything other than Redford right now, how are things going at the shop?
Really, really good. We are making plans for our open houses. We are going to have several to accommodate the community and, you know, nighttime, daytime, weekend. Those dates will be coming out very shortly.
Very nice.
And kitten season. We have our first couple of litters of kittens going to foster. So keep your eyes open. If you see a mama and kitties, let them be. Or if they're not safe, give us a call and we will tell you how to proceed.
I almost was going to reach out to you guys a little while ago. There was a cat that was roaming around, and it turned out it was a neighbor across the street's cat and everything. But it was something that you've got in our heads, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, people are just amazing. They love animals, and they want the best for the animals. So always call or just give it a minute, and if it goes home, then that's where it belongs.
do you guys have any events or anything you wanted to touch on coming up?
We don't. Our next event is in the fall, the 5K. Nine Walk. That's September 20th. Otherwise, we will be at Lunch by the River starting. We're doing a couple library talks in Nakusa and things to come.
I was. We had the chamber in the other day, and we were talking off air about you guys being at Lunch by the River. Yep. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, you're so excited.
It's really cool. That's a great combination.
It is.
I know that whenever we see, I know back in the day, we used to see sometimes a pet of the week at other events and stuff, and that's really great to hear for all these animals. And, you know, for them, you know, certainly the end goal is to get them to a forever home.
Right.
But even when we're not able to do that, them getting a little, getting out of the house a little bit.
Yep.
For Redford here, he's getting smells he's never had before. That's like finding a new favorite TV show.
That's right.
It's pretty cool for these animals to be able to have that experience too. And I love that for them. I do want to remind everybody that there is an excellent newsletter you can sign up for with the Suffolk County Humane Society. Keep up to date on the things that they have going on over there. You can do that by going to their website. Denise, when we were comes to things that we can do to help out, donations, that sort of thing, is it easier to call ahead than dropping things off? Is that usually a good idea?
Yeah, it's easy. It's easier for everyone if you can call ahead. That way, on the days that we're closed, if someone's there, we can accommodate that. Otherwise, just drop it off. If we're closed, you can put it by the kitten gazebo on the far side of the building. Otherwise, we're in need of cat litter and cat food, especially the pate liquid, you know, soft food, and then dog food, as always.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When it comes to the amount, like, do you have, you mentioned kitten season earlier, and I meant to bring this up. Do you have an influx of kitten adoptions going on? Do you have a lot of them in?
We have a lot of people calling in for kittens, but we don't have any that are old enough to go up for adoption yet. They're all really, really tiny at foster, but we have a... because about an 8-week-old cat at the shelter that will be going up for adoption soon. She's just everybody's favorite.
And with things wrapping up, I usually start here, but again, distracted. you would think Robert Redford was actually in the room, as distracted as I am. When it comes to the construction going on, did that wrap up? Is it just getting close to wrapping up?
It is pretty much done. They're finishing up one of our bathrooms, and then the alarm, the Permar security fire alarms will be installed today. Otherwise, Altman is
nice.
Up and out.
They're good.
Yep.
They're
very good.
Shout out to our friends at Altman Construction. Yep. That's fantastic. And thank you so much, Denise. I guess you can drive back without, you know, you'll have more room driving back this way. This works out.
I'm leaving Redford here.
Yep. Get them before I do, everybody. Find out about your next best friend over at the Suffolk County Humane Society. They've got so many great animals over there just waiting for your help or your assistance. Or your home. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to them by email, office@swchs.com. Give them a call if you'd like at 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. Great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing. And you can find them at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Bookmark their webpage, swchs.com. We'll be talking with Denise next Thursday with another Pet of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us, Redford and Denise.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. appreciate you. And a big thank you to Milltown Coffee Shop. We appreciate them sponsoring this segment. Cannot wait for them to open those doors and be trying some of that Milltown coffee right here on the air. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yes. We'll meet them over there.
Yes.
We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. A thank you to Larry calling in, being our newest star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Yeah.
All of you that sent us birthdays and anniversaries. Rose calling in. That was fun.
Oh, that was amazing. Oh, yeah. Yes. Was thank you, Rose.
Yeah, we got to go into a long weekend and be away from you guys an extra day. This is helping. This is helping. It's been a really nice
love interacting
first hour.
With you. Yes.
Got a whole other hour coming up, everybody. We're going to get in some entertainment news to kick things off. Let you know it's new on your small screen, big screen. We're going to talk about what showed up in your email box yesterday, all of that, and Memorial Day meat, each state that loves to grill and what their favorite meat is to grill.
Nice.
Got that one coming up for you, and a couple of other ones. I don't even want to tease the top baby names hated by grandparents, because we've had like three shows we've been pushing this one back on. But hopefully we'll get into that one. But it's all good stuff coming up for you, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
Now, I feel like this is a topic that it gets brought up every Memorial Day of my lifetime. And I will admit, for those that don't know, I grew up in a military family somewhat and everything. So the topic does come up. But according to a new poll, half of Americans think Memorial Day has, quote, lost its original meaning. 52% think it's true and that they might be right. 40% say remembering America's fallen troops is not the first thing they associate with Memorial Day anymore. 60% say it still is, but age matters. Just 48% of Gen Zers said yes, compared to 76% of baby boomers. And it's obviously okay to also associate it with having fun, summer barbecuing, and some of these things. But that should be very not just secondary, like third, fourth down the line. Nearly 1.2 million men and women have given their lives over the past 250 years to put us in a place where we can kick back and enjoy Memorial Day. Now, I've never met a soldier in my life, and God, have I met a lot of them, that has said, you know, people need to do this, people need to do that, or anything. I think it comes up in conversation when they're talking about other soldiers or currently enlisted soldiers especially, but veterans, currently enlisted soldiers, never heard any complaints about this. It's on us as citizens to make sure that it is remembered and known. And if it is not, I don't think it's fair to really point the finger at anybody for that. Like, we've done that, a society. We got to start taking it, like, on the chin, all of us, when it happens to all of us. I'm tired of, it's their fault. It's their fault. It's pointing the finger when you got three more pointing right back at you. This is a problem that we can all fix. So whose fault it is and all that stuff and everything, sometimes that is important to figure out because you don't want to make the same mistakes.
Right.
But in a situation like this, all we are going to be doing is, oh, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's this fault. And that's the same problem we keep getting into, and nothing gets done. It's just a bunch of children in the sandbox bickering. That's what politics has turned into, and that's what way too much of America has turned into. I'm much more concerned with how do we fix this? How do we make it better? And that's something that, guess what? Every one of us can do. Yeah. Every one of us can fix this. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist or somebody smarter than me to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just doing what we're doing right now. Those stats I just gave you and making that much more common knowledge.
Right.
Understanding of this. I don't think that there's anybody out there that necessarily is doing this intentionally. Mm-hmm. I think this is something that just has kind of happened over time.
Right.
And to be fair, too, this is something that I think that in a roundabout way, what many, and this is not me saying this, this is my grandfather saying this, a man who fought in World War II in Korea. This is part of what they fought for. Was for it to become a not the memory of Memorial Day and the meaning of it, not so much, but for people to have a good time on Memorial Day and any other day, for Americans to be Americans, for us to be able to enjoy the days, any day, whether it's a holiday or not. Freedom, mm-hmm. Yes.
To have the freedom to live like we choose to.
In many ways, they did too good of a job. a bad joke, but it's something that I think that needs to be said. But I'm not alone in this one. Obviously, the stats are showing you this, and it's mm-hmm. something that I'm so tired. Like, I don't want to hear that it's their fault. It's the younger generation. It's these people. It's this parent. It's that parent. Whatever. What good does that do in this particular topic? I'm much more concerned with today and tomorrow. And what we can do going forward about this and how we can really help our veterans and our currently enlisted soldiers and their families mm-hmm. by bringing up things like this. Do people realize up there that the number two ranked people as far as rank of suicides and rise of suicides is our soldiers and our veterans? Mm-hmm. That when we do the ALICE report with the United Way, a good portion of the people that are right on the cusp or are really in the need of services, those services that a lot of our politicians are trying to take away our soldier families mm-hmm. That need those assistance and need that help. There are a lot more important things we could be talking about while also enjoying some good barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think another way that you can really help honor the weekend is giving back in your community. Our VFW is holding a brat fry tomorrow at the Quality Foods on West Grand. That would be a great way to go down and, you know, have a good meal mm-hmm. and also be contributing to not only the VFW, but our community, because the VFWs put so much back into our communities. Mm-hmm. But honestly, any of these things going on the weekend, go to the zoo, go to any community events, all of that helps build our community up, build community, which is what those soldiers fought for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We will be touching on some of those on Memorial Day and the zoo and some mm-hmm. other stuff in our good stories of the day when we wrap up our show next hour. Did you have something, Seth? Sorry.
Nope.
Oh, I just wanted to say that stat one more time. 1.2 million men and women given their lives over the past 250 years. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, and that number is probably rounded up.
It's an estimate because it has to be, but yeah.
We appreciate you. And we'll be talking some more Memorial Day as we get going here into the next hour. I always like to wrap up with a good story or a funny story or something like that. I don't know what this one is. I want to call it a right story, but I'm not smart enough. I don't know if I can or not. TikTok's got a new, quote, health hack, and it's eating human dog food. Some guy shared his meal prep hack where he basically just minces a bunch of vegetables, chops up tofu and chicken, adds rice, cooks it all, then mixes it together, eats it in a bowl every meal.
Every meal?
Yeah. They're calling it human kibble or human dog food. That's what they're calling it. It's not actually dog food that people are eating.
When I lived in Toma and I would dog sit for my chiropractor, that's kind of what I would make for them.
Okay, that makes sense. For the dogs,
vegetables, you mean. Yep, for the mm-hmm. dogs. Vegetables, rice, and they did like chicken thighs or chicken
giblets. Some kind of protein, right? Yeah.
Right. But that's essentially it. You don't use spices. You don't use oils. You just...
Woo.
You know,
I guess it's on point then.
It's not going to taste good, but it's going to be good for you.
Yeah, it's going to have all you need, right? Yeah.
I don't like to play these cards very often, but as the hippest and youngest member of the team, that's very, very off.
At least one of those things is wrong, James.
Demonstrably, yes.
I happen to work with young people. And they've been talking about this, and we actually had some sketches about it and everything, because there's this trend of people on TikTok putting their morning workouts and what they do before 6 a.m. or what they do before you even get out of bed. 5:05, throw water in my face. 5:10, drink my energy drink, or all these things and stuff.
Rise and grind.
They're nothing but bragging. That's all it is about bragging. They're not motivating anybody. They're not encouraging anybody. It's just about them.
They're just trying to make us feel bad for not doing those things.
So I went up there immediately afterwards and did a sketch on my own to segue to the next lesson and everything. My morning routine, 5:05, 5:10, just sleeping through the whole, and then 5:30, alarm goes off.
We all know that's fake because you don't actually sleep.
Right.
That's a bit,
That would be more realistic. So the idea is to make meal planning easy and know you're eating healthy. But nutrition experts say there are some downsides. You'll probably get bored, so you won't stick with it. Mm-hmm. Plus, it sort of strips all the joy out of eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And there are gigantic nutrition gaps. Even though it's full of good stuff, it's the same stuff every day. Yep. The mix doesn't work.
You need variety.
That's the variety that you need. Yep. Humans are made that way.
Even nutritionists are telling you that this isn't a great idea.
No.
Dogs are not humans. They have different nutrition needs.
That's right. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. And they eat their own poop. Come on.
Yeah. Among other things. I don't know if you need a better example than what she just said there. Especially if you're like somebody trying to counter this, like you're a marketing team, I say you counter it with that. That's your tagline right there. That's your tagline. I do like that things that bring up the joy of eating, that come back to that, when it's from people that know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Eating should be involving all of your senses, your sense of smell, your sense of touch, taste, sight. I mean, your food should be aesthetically pleasing. Every once in a while I make a meal and everything is like white. If I do a chicken breast over pasta with a non-dairy cream sauce and cauliflower, everything is white.
Boring.
It looks boring. Tastes fantastic. But yeah. This looks boring.
So
I need to have a salad with it.
I was damaged because my mom was a home ec teacher.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. So it's like I have to have different color. I mean, if I'm making a meal, I literally I need something green because this is way too boring. I got to make it look better.
That's interesting.
I like that your take on that is I'm damaged.
Yes.
Wrong take there.
Because it's weird. I mean, who cares if it's all beige? It doesn't matter. It's food. But
except
still, I need something orange on my plate. Otherwise, it doesn't look good,
I never would have thought of it, but now I'm 100% with Melissa on this one. I'm sorry. I really hear what she's saying.
And they say eat the rainbow and not Skittles. They mean you need to
right. You should eat stuff of different colors because that's where you get all your
colors.
Nutrients. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, get your different nutrients. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing it right, Seth.
I really thought I was eating healthy by eating Skittles. That's not what they mean.
Good try.
Taste the rainbow, James. Not eat the rainbow.
20 years.
Get your marketing things right, man.
20 years of this diet for nothing. We have got we're going to be talking more about this next Tuesday when we get back with you here and everything, everybody. But our first chance to get out in the wild, they are releasing the animals, and we are going to be out in the wild coming up next Saturday. We're going to be at a couple of remotes.
We are. We have a couple lined up on our sister station, WIRI 105.5. So from 9 to 11, you'll be hearing Beth and me over at the Dairy Fest in Marshfield. We're actually going to also be attending the breakfast on Friday morning. We're not going to be broadcasting, but check out the WIRI Facebook page. We're going to be posting some stuff there. We're going to be hanging out with them. We're going to be playing a little music for them as well. So if you're going to the mayor's breakfast on Friday morning, we'll be there to see you there. But we're also going to be broadcasting from 9 to 11 on Saturday. And immediately following that on Saturday from 11 to 1, one. We've got the grand reopening of Rapids Transmission, everybody. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. James got to talk to James. Michelle. Actually, Melissa got to talk to Michelle.
We got to talk to Michelle
earlier
and
this week.
And they're going to have tacos and ice cream and face painting, and you'll get to meet the staff there, which is the previous staff that they had before, because it's a family-owned business, and they're just, you know, introducing the new owners and letting the new name out there.
Exactly.
Get used to us being out there, everybody. We're going to be doing more and more this summer, getting out in the public and hanging out with you out there and enjoying this great weather and this great area with all of our community.
Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to it, whether it's our sister station 105.5 or us here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Tens of millions are on the move this holiday weekend, and some 40 million will be on the roads, causing congestion along the way. Drivers like this woman are taking it in stride.
We have a huge van that we rented, so we're just going to take it slow and then make stops, you know, to kind of keep us from staying in the car too long.
Worries in Oklahoma over more severe weather today. KWTV-TV's Jed Castles.
It's a storm system kind of blowing across. This is going to still be with us, and as it goes on through, more storms, not a fast mover, so more storms will try to reform along that later today.
West Point's 2025 graduating class heard from President Trump and its commencement this morning, and he's congratulating them on their academic and physical accomplishments.
Congratulations to the West Point class of 2025. You are winners, every single one of you.
Trump is taking credit for rebuilding the nation's military. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
In this month's edition of Masters of Mystery, a forensic psychologist who turns real-life experiences investigating crimes into chilling novels, and a grandmother who writes about gangsters will join host Rob Young. Tune in to WFHR Sunday at 9 p.m. as true crime writer Frank Weber and gangster writer Betty Brandt Pasek talk about their experiences and perhaps divulge the secrets behind their devious plots.
A wild finish for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates all tied up in the bottom of the 10th. Last night in Pittsburgh, Milwaukee pitcher Abner Uribe on the mound. Runners at second and third base. Uribe losing control of the pitch with two outs on Sports Network TV Pittsburgh.
Gets away! How about that? Raise the Jolly Roger after all! It's a walk-off.
The Pirates went on to win 6-5 over the Crew after Uribe's wild pitch. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We did some good things, and there's some youthful mistakes. I feel like these struggles will help in the long run.
Game 3 of the series this afternoon. NFL. Last night was the Packers' annual charity softball game. The offense beat the defense 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 62. A few sprinkles this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Lots of sun for Sunday with a high near 67. Memorial Day Monday, mostly sunny, 68. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 67. It's 57 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you managed to make ends meet.
I think it's my first favorite Beatles song.
It's a good one.
That's so good.
Speaking of Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Let's get into an interesting, fun topic here. And I think, prevalent for today's day and age. Things foreigners like about Americans.
All right.
Going to see...
Some good news.
Yes.
About being American.
You're going to see plenty about, the negative when it comes to these things and stuff. Mm-hmm. We are always going to be a bastion of a positive and, healthy,
right.
Good news and all that, and I think this is a great one. So a website scoured social media to find things that foreigners like about Americans, and there are some interesting random responses here, and these are more along those lines. They're not necessarily the verbatim survey that
somebody took.
And people like the way that we our food or our music or something along those lines, which I think is pretty. Most of that stuff you probably already understand or have known or have heard for a long time. I would say that the Cold War really brought light to this along any chance they got. Blue jeans, rock and roll music.
Right,
things
yeah.
that are exported that aren't necessarily exports or imports of ours.
Right, more cultural exports.
Yeah. I think this is more along those lines.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Americans is how often football fields is used as a unit of measurement.
Oh, my God.
You do hear that.
That is so true.
Three football fields away.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one. Quote, I love how Americans say coffee. Coffee.
Coffee. Like, well, how else do people say it?
Yeah, I don't know.
They say cafe or something. I don't know.
I don't know what that one is. Quote, I love how Americans make a salad where the primary ingredient is pasta.
Yes. Well, we were just talking about
pasta
that.
Pasta salads, yes.
Yes, that's right.
They're
remember,
so good, though.
Remember, in the South, macaroni and cheese is a vegetable. It is called a vegetable. Yeah. Yes,
true.
It is.
Yep. True one. True. Quote, I love how Americans call their dogs stuff like Cooper, Tucker, and Tanner. I have no idea what any of these names mean, but the dog is very cute.
The dog by any other name. I think they're right. Americans do use interesting names to call their animals. I agree with that.
Well, just the fact that we give our animals like human names
has
always been interesting to me. But I don't know if we've talked about this. I apologize if nobody's noticed this. I can't believe that we have flipped this where our animals we're giving like Bob, Joe, and our kids we're calling Frankenstein.
Moon unit.
They were just giving like we flipped this around.
What happened? Our animals next, and our
the most popular name in America for your kid, Spot.
Hey, Rover. How was school today?
Anybody seen Fido? Wait, you're supposed to take out the garbage.
Fido?
Mittens. Where's Mittens?
That's so good. Quote, I love it when Americans say, I got you. I do feel generally reassured.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
That's a good one.
Use that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, I love that. I love how Americans have these mysterious, unexplained food substances called things like hot grits and sloppy joes.
Food substances.
The idea that it does not describe at all what they are, I think is what they're getting to, is it right? Yeah.
Well, but they have things like that, too.
Yeah. Black pudding.
There is nothing sweet about black pudding.
Well, that's the Brits. They do that thing. They just do it to disguise how horrible their food is. That's why they do that.
I can't prove this, but there was a sketch on the season finale of SNL where they're all focused on like English cuisine back in Victorian days and stuff, and like eels and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I was thinking about it the other day. was this them trying to like keep people out of their country? Like, this wasn't the real food they were eating, but they let everybody think that that's what, hey, blood pudding, that's all we eat here.
You know? Yeah,
like,
right.
This will keep them out.
It's a delicacy.
The whole idea of having laws and rules and everything to keep people out of your country, I think you're doing it wrong. Like, all you got to do is do things like that.
Like the food is horrible, right? Yeah, there you go. That'll
quit
do it.
Bragging about your country. Yeah. I love how Americans pronounce duty, like, duty.
It's my duty.
With two D's instead of a T.
Yeah,
duty.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
One person.
You just said duty on air.
I did. I was waiting for one of us.
Speaking of 13-year-olds.
One person said, one of my favorites is that they'll often say question before asking the question.
I do that.
Or do that too.
Often in text.
Yes. And another person said, I love it when Americans say period to finish a sentence.
Period.
Yes.
Full stop.
Sometimes we just have to speak our grammar. Our punctuation.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes we got to do it.
I love the way Americans all have a favorite regional gas station.
Oh, my God. That's true.
But it's true because we are such a ginormous country.
That's part of it. Yeah. It's a very large country.
Quote, my favorite thing about Americans is their extreme disgust for line cutters.
Is that a problem in other countries?
Extreme disgust for line cutters.
So I did not pre-read this, but every one of these is making me want to look into other countries and see, like, is this not a thing there?
They have the queue. You know, you get in the queue.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But maybe they're just a little more... I don't know. Nice They're, about it?
They just like don't really care as much. I don't know.
I don't know.
Why are we so big about that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But that is
really hate that.
You talk about universal feelings.
I'm telling
like
you.
That everybody is feeling. Like yeah.
You want to bring together a group of people? Have somebody try to cut in their line.
Yeah. Yeah. You
your life in your hands there. Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine this happening I'm just thinking of few circumstances where you get a line of people, but they may not see eye to eye, voting. You probably see it for that.
Yeah.
And I just can't even imagine, like, a line, somebody trying to cut line voting. Like, the way you would unify people in just a second of that. Yeah.
Wow.
Next election, James. Let's go out and do that.
We're the no cutting
we'll
party.
Bring people together.
Not only that, I might even run for office, everybody. Just and my only thing I'm going to run on is being against line cutters.
Yes, that's your single issue candidate.
I'm not even going to say what party I am. I'm just going to say, hey, I'm against line cutters.
Well, he must be pretty good. Let's vote for him.
I really shouldn't joke about that. I really shouldn't.
See the headlines now.
Quote, I love when Americans say whoop-de-whoop.
Whoop-de-whoop.
I'm guessing that that's more whoop-de-whoop along the lines of just like phrase, you know, voices yeah we do and
like
stuff.
Random, like whoop-de-whoop. Yeah, onomatopoetic words, mm-hmm, maybe, you know? Yeah. Something just random noises that we make. Mm. We do that a lot now we that do. I think we about do it. Yeah. Wow.
Quote, I love how Americans in movies just end phone calls without any further explanations.
James, we were talking about this earlier, weren't we? How the way phones work in movies yeah and TV yeah shows, that the other person's always there.
Always there.
Always answers, yeah, unless it sets up the next part thing. Was like, the, why yeah didn't they answer the phone, yeah, right? Well, we have to find mm-hmm out what happened.
Every director does the same thing, too. It's got to ring a couple of times because that really makes it real. That makes it real, the authenticity of it.
Because yeah if you only let it ring once, I mean, yeah, right, who wants oh, yeah, that, the that, first ring?
Anticipating that yeah phone call.
I'm telling you.
Quote, my favorite thing about Americans is how much they genuinely enjoy discussing the weather.
That's actually pretty true, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just small talk.
But it is easy to go to small talk. Let's
it is
be real.
Certainly easy to go to small talk. It's the easiest, I
it's
think.
It's the easiest.
It's yep got to be.
By far and away.
Because it affects everyone, you know. As we've learned with Melissa, not everyone follows sports, which, you know, was news to me. But
you're welcome for broadening your horizon, Seth.
Two more for you here. Quote, I love how Americans greet each other by saying, how you doing? And then not answering back.
Yeah, just saying, how
not
you doing?
Answering the questions. Yes. Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You just question.
You answer with a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we do that with a lot of things where we answer something with a question.
Absolutely.
Or you respond with a, I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, mm-hmm, the classic.
And, you know, they're just the platitudes, and then you maybe talk about the weather.
That's
nice.
That's why it's a greeting. You're not actually asking them how they're doing. Mm. It's just a greeting. That's what it is.
Yeah. And finally, I love how Americans decorate for every season.
Oh, yeah.
And they emphasize every season.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So that's
true.
That one I really do want to look into. That one, because I'm really curious. Like, wow, so they don't do that in other countries? Like,
no.
Even a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe specific?
Maybe not.
Like holidays?
Yeah.
But not every holiday, you know.
It's interesting.
Getting ready
well,
for Arbor Day.
Some, like, regional ones that people
oh, I'm
in
sure
certain areas go all out for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a pretty
gotta
interesting
be, yeah
list.
But we no. We must have a Flag Day. Yep. Must be decorated for. We yep need to do it.
We need a day about croutons. We need crouton a crouton day.
Let's decorate.
I would stand by that.
Yeah, okay. I do love croutons.
Croutons,
I do
croutons are fantastic.
Croutons are great.
We have makeup holidays that we can get ready for. So
yes, yes.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You can find the entire list at BuzzFeed.com. Have some fun with that, everybody. We're going to take our final time out of the day. We'll come back and have some fun, wrap up the show, get into our schedule, and some good things going on in our area right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. This song will be in my head the next 2 days.
Something. Blame Seth.
Yep. Oh, man, definitely blaming him. Got an interesting article here from Fortune.com. They posted a list of the top 10 college degrees that earn the least amount of money straight out of school.
Hmm.
And I put together, well, I didn't put it together, but I found the counter of that, the 10 college majors that have the highest salaries. coming out.
Okay.
So we'll go into the lowest first, and we'll kind of go cover that, and then we'll get into the next. Now, the median income for all the jobs listed is between $40,000 and $42,000 a year.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, with that being said, in no particular order, a foreign language like majoring in French, it's the lowest at $40,000. General social sciences, jobs like youth counselor or teacher aide. Also, performing arts. Yeah, I could have told you that. I could have. anthropology, another one. Early childhood education, family and consumer sciences. General education. Miscellaneous biological sciences, jobs like lab tech, or research assistant. Social services, and theology and religion. So those were all in that price, yearly income range.
Lowest range.
I do think it should be said that most of those industries, if not all those industries, are passion industries where, you know, going into it, when you started your collegiate career, you didn't necessarily think you were going to become Bill Gates. You know, you didn't do this necessarily for that. And I think it should be noted that a lot of those industries you can make a good living in after, you know, eventually.
Yeah, or if you choose
right
to live in a very rural area where your cost of living is very low, but then also dealing with poverty, for example, young children education. You're dealing then with a lot of social issues.
Yeah, hang on to that one, Melissa. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Bookmark that for me, because I want to talk about I did have here the 10 best as far as out of school.
Well, and I think that $40,000 is a pretty decent salary for this area, especially.
Yeah, yeah, not bad at all. Okay, I got to tell everybody, I had a sneeze coming there.
I know, I heard it.
I didn't hear it,
but I could tell that's what you were doing.
Nice work by you. Well done. I love working with you. So the top 10 coming out of school, highest paying gigs right out the gate. I can make this really quick for everybody. It's all engineering. chemical, computer, aerospace, electrical, computer, mechanical, civil, all engineering jobs. An industry that has been taken care of pretty darn well. And very good industry.
A very important industry.
Yep.
We need engineers.
They are getting the paychecks they should in most regards, if not more. But with that, so should the first 10 people we mentioned.
Yeah.
Because every single one of those industries, outside of maybe one or two, we hear every political season the need for better people in these jobs, or laws or bills being passed to bring more people to these jobs or encourage these. And we continue to do this over and over and over again. And yet I haven't heard anybody other than you and I and Seth talking about minimum wage. I don't hear anybody referencing this.
I mean, Bernie, but...
Sure. Yes, absolutely. All credit to Bernie. I'll see you at the meetings. It's when it comes to this topic on a local level, on a rural level, where I think it's the most vital and the most important, I'm going to keep banging the drum. And until somebody can convince me or show me the stats, not convince me, you just got to show me the numbers that somebody making that paycheck, working 40 to 45 hours a week, can live a normal life, can live a good life.
And also afford things like health insurance and car insurance and groceries. Because let me tell you something. I don't know if you've looked at the job market recently, but I have. And there isn't a job out there that I could go and get right now that I would be able to live off of without getting a second one.
Yeah, I have to admit,
and
it's been
the biggest thing is because of healthcare.
It's been a while since I looked at jobs or anything, and in the last year I have. And was in the same boat as you, like looking at it and just like, wow.
It's like, okay, if I want to work two retail jobs and a fast food job, maybe I'll be able to make my ends meet, but I won't get insurance. Because if you work three part-time jobs, you're not going to be able to get insurance.
We want good people in these industries. We need to be able to pay them a good wage.
And we talk about not being able to fill these jobs. I hear it all the time from all sides of the aisle. Well, we don't have any workers. They don't want to work. Like, well, no, we do want to work, but we also want to be able to live off of this job that we're working.
Well, and if you can make just as much money opening an Etsy shop or something like that, why wouldn't anybody? Like
if you're not going to have health insurance anyway, why does it matter?
The onus is not on the employees. The onus is on the business to make the job attractive and want to do. Like, that's good leadership. That's what a good boss does. That's what anybody can own a business. Anybody can run be a manager or anything like that. It takes that to be able to make a business work. Ask anybody who has a business that's working right now, and I almost guarantee you that's one of the reasons it's working is because they're treating their employees well. That it's where it all starts. The idea of the way of doing this where the customer is right, we were half right about that. The employee and the customer are usually always right. You got to start doing that. If you're not, what do you think is going to happen logically in your brain? What do you think is going to happen?
If you don't invest in your workforce, then they're not going to be loyal. They're not going to invest in your company. That's plain and simple.
I don't think it's rocket science. I don't think it's that difficult to figure out. I love to sit back and watch. And I've done this with every politician I've ever interviewed. I have, and I continue to bring it up and ask it. And I love to watch the mental gymnastics they do to try to swing that. Like, how do I pull this off where I just don't want to basically do it? Like, that's what it comes down to. They just don't want to. It cannot be. I refuse to believe that the people that are in positions of making change and getting things done are that illogical to think that these people can make a living on that. If they think that, I would love to see them. Let's have a little experiment. How about for 6 months you live on that wage? Mm-hmm. Let's try it. Let's go ahead and see. In fact, I'd like to see every single politician from the top on bottom try to do that for 6 months. Live on that wage and see how your life is. See how it goes. Because anytime you're getting into politics going forward, you need to ask yourself before you check, before you vote for that person, how can they relate to me? Mm-hmm. What have they sacrificed? What have they given up? How do they truly relate to me? How do they really get my life? Because 90% of them don't have a darn clue. Have not had dirt under the nails, have not understood what it's like to actually work for something.
Don't go grocery shopping. Because how many of us go grocery shopping? And the word groceries is a commonly used word in my vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time, Melissa, you took a real walk down the cereal aisle? Like, I love the cereal aisle. It's one of my favorite things. It's like a palate cleanser to me. But I was almost a little like overstimulated. There's so many
choices, and I have to try to stay away from the sugary ones because I'm always tempted. My go-to, actually, I ate it this morning for breakfast. I get a box of graham crackers. Because my favorite cereal when I want an indulgence is a bowl of graham crackers and milk. Because my grandma used to make that for me.
That is good.
But you got to eat it fast because they get mushy real quick.
Yeah.
But that's part of the of the enjoyment too.
Is there anything? No, there is. Absolutely is. But is there one of the worst things I think there is soggy cereal.
There are certain kinds that are definitely worse than others.
Oh my gosh. All the kinds I like.
There are some that are better, you know, toward the end of the bowl, like Frosted Flakes, for example.
Oh yeah.
But if they go too far, then it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
You got to eat. There's a certain time frame you got to eat those Frosted Flakes in.
I want to do another one of our morning show staples, a taste test, but I want to do it with some of the new cereals out there.
Cereals.
Yeah.
Minus the milk, right?
We'll
do a dry cereal. Mm-hmm. Okay. That'd be hard to try multiples.
It would you're right. It probably would. Yeah. I did pick up something the last time we were doing one, though, about taking a drink of water. I used to forget to do that. You got to take a drink of water in between everything to clear the palate.
Yeah, because otherwise you got to,
That's what the pros do. I learned that from the cooking shows. we are very excited about bringing in Michelle Rogas from Rapids Transmission. She's going to be joining us
at the top of the hour. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that they feature over there, where their business is located, of course. Mm-hmm. And I want to get into some of the history of the shop as well with Melissa. Michelle, that's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I already did it once.
You did it once. That's a tally one.
Yep.
Got it.
Everybody keep track of that. How many times I mix their names up. That's going to be coming up for you, everyone. Looking forward to it. I also wanted to bring note to something else. Yesterday, Sally Kistner from the Arts Council joined us, and we were talking about the next season that they've got coming up over at the Performing Arts Center with our great friends at Save for the Arts. And they've got a preseason show coming up, Yacht Rock Gold Experience.
Really?
Yeah. This is going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. All your favorite Yacht Rock songs, they're going to be performing. And Elliot Lurie, lead singer of Looking Glass, who is Yacht Rock royalty, the famous song Brandy that most people especially got a real rise from this from the Guardians of the Galaxy movies and that soundtrack. So they're going to be coming to town for the fun begins at 4 Sunday, August 10th. Over at the Performing Arts Center. Love the idea of a Sunday show in the during the summer. That's a great idea. Nice. It's going to be a really fun show. Get your tickets. They're available already over at the Arts Council at SavorTheArts.com. Get on over there, pick up those tickets, and while you're there, take a look at the season ahead that they have. They have got some amazing stuff lined up for this season at the Arts Council, and I just want to send a big shout out to Sally Kistner and the amazing work she does bringing in these artists. Sally spends a lot of time, like one particular artist, this really big get for us in this area that is going to be coming to town. I want to make sure to get his name right. Where is he here? Yeah, Frankie Monroe. He is just incredible, and has a ton of hits under his belt, has performed on pretty much every great stage there is, and he'll be here in March in Rapids. This is a guy who's used to performing in New York and places like that, and he's going to be right here in Edinburgh.
He won the 2023 Edinburgh Comedy Awards.
Yeah, Sally's been trying for like 3 years. Frankie and Sally have been trying for like 3 years to work it out schedule-wise to get them here. Here he is coming to town in March this year. They've got a really fun December show lined up as well. Just very excited for the season ahead. A big shout out to Sally, Eric, and all of our friends at Savor the Arts. Get your tickets for their preseason show, Yacht Rock Gold Experience, and look at the rest of the season at SavorTheArts.com. And be listening all season long. Sally will be joining us along with Eric, and she usually brings in a pretty cool guest for us to talk to who's featured in the show.
And oftentimes, ticket giveaways.
Yes, she does. She's really good about that. We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR.